All right.
We're now recording.
Okay, we'll open the meeting of the Parish Town and Village Joint Planning Board. I guess the first thing, the announcement is that we are on Zoom, as everybody now knows. So the first thing we'll have is roll call.
Paul Gade.
Here.
Kevin Meyer.
Here.
Blaine
Scriber.
Scriber, thank you. I just got Spicer on. Ben McDonald.
Here.
Virginia Brown. Diane Spaziani, by Zoom.
Diane Spaziani should be in my room. Okay, that's roll call. Then we'll have reading of the chairman's report. Because of the way the meeting went last week,
You mean the summary of the meeting?
Yeah, the summary of the meeting. It's basically just I put down what I figured was the hot points. The only motions that were made was the opening of the meeting and the
make a motion to accept those in the minutes of the meeting as those stated.
Can I get a second?
I will second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, abstaining? Okay, we're done with that. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let me see. So we will go to Paul Baxter. Do you have a report?
No report other than to say that Tug Hill is working on its training schedule for 2021, and there should be announcements for that as our schedule progresses. And for any of those that are interested, we are doing our session tomorrow afternoon at 3:00 on health plans for public employers that the town will be needing to work on between now and early 2021, and you're more than welcome to attend that. If you go to the Tug Hill website, www.tughill.org, there are all the details and a place to click to sign up.
Okay. Any questions for Paul? I know it's hard to hear. I don't.
If you don't mind, I'm going to actually dial in.
So yes.
Us in the back in here.
Okay. Bill Scriber's dialing in now so we can get a better speaker cover. As long as we don't get feedback, we'll be okay. Okay.
I think I should start the fire in play.
This afternoon, I sent Jim Burness, as the co-CEO officer's report out. Ben, you probably didn't get it. But I can give you my copy if you'd like it. Anyways, if there's any questions, Jim, do you have any?
Yeah. Is that what you sent out?
Yes.
Yeah. I gave it to you then.
Okay.
On my email.
That's good.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
I just started to read it.
Are there any questions for Ben? I mean, for Jim.
Money for me?
Yep.
There are no questions.
Rich, that out, please, Jim.
That was good.
Some days you eat the bear, some days bear eat you.
Bill Paul, you've got to let me in.
Okay. Bill says, ask if you can let him in.
Okay, if I see him, I'll look. Is he connecting up now?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, he is connected.
Okay, I don't see anybody here. He's trying to do it via phone.
Yeah.
What?
Phone. You had the right number, right?
I took it right off the website.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it should be one.
I mean, hold on. I can look it up off the website, but the only person who just popped up is Jenna Tolles, which I take it is not Bill Scriber.
Oh, it's not.
No.
I took her off the website.
No, it's here. It's 844.
Hold on a second. I can tell you what I've got as a session on this. The session number is 844-5117-0549. Does that sound familiar?
You hear it, Bill?
Working on it.
844-5117-0549. Yep.
Correct.
Yeah, that's it.
My meeting. It says Perry Planning Board meeting, waiting for folks to start the meeting.
Well, we started, so.
I assume you have.
Maybe.
I have Zoom on this.
But... yeah.
Oh, well.
Let's see what. I'm
not going to worry about it.
Well, then I guess we can go ahead with. Diane Spaziani's not on there yet.
Yes, she is. She's muted right now, and I'm going to ask her to unmute here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening, Diane.
Hello, everybody.
All right. I think communications. Did any of you read your Tug Hill Times about the I believe it's the town of Webb is going through with the with their limited use highways? It suggested that we that when we're working on it would be our zoning it like that that we put in. What happened is the town had the up the north. They've got a lot of came with the camps and everything else. They've got a lot of limited use highways, in which they do not maintain a lot in the wintertime. An individual went on and went before the planning board and said that he was going to build a camp on this particular road. And the planning board gave him the okay because it was a camp. He went and built a camp, and then it came winter time, and he demanded that the town plow the road because he has it was a full-time resident on the road. I don't know if Parrish has any limited.
They're all in Happy Valley, all seasonal road.
Chapman Road.
These are you can read this if you like. These are more what they, you know, in other words, that they not so much seasonal. I don't know, they may be the same meaning, but and they're limited use. In other words, they once the snow gets so high, they just don't maintain them anymore.
Well, they know the time, and there was that last commission meeting.
Okay,
and the whole issue is that. You know, what they said to the planning boards is that, or zoning enforcement officer, you need to define it as not going to be a permanent residence. So at least you have some legal cover saying, we're not going to, like we do, saying you're 500 feet off the road, you got to build, if you want the fire company to service you, you got to have it built to certain standards, blah, blah, blah. Same thing. They were saying you can have that in your ordinance, so that when the zoning enforcement officer gives a permit, it's not year-round occupancy, because the judge basically had an out on this one, because they can put, for example, if you were going to Chapman up on the other end, past there, they built a little camp to sit there. If you said residents, okay, but it should say, like, seasonal use only, you know, from April something to December or something, so that it is not considered a year-round residence.
Okay.
And we don't address that, or hardly anybody addresses that. And I think that was the suggestion they were making, is that we need to consider those.
Right. Yes. I thought it was important to bring it up just in case, because I think I do have the judge's ruling in that here. So, I thought it was something that I didn't know. If they're called seasonal roles, then obviously.
The good person to ask, the best, probably, I'm thinking probably the best person to ask for that would be Town Highway
Superintendent. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Is that something you want to just throw into your zoning law before they approve it?
They've already made one change to that zoning law already.
But you can pull anything out before that zoning law, right? So they haven't had a public hearing yet on it.
So we could throw this in if Matt wants to put something in. I mean, I just assume the thing is we're putting the whole responsibility on this and the zoning enforcement officer. And once he issues a residency, it's good, period.
Right.
Right.
But if the ordinance says, okay, you can issue one for just seasonal use, then at least gives us a legal cover.
Right. And right now, our seasonal ones, we call them the hunting fishing cabins.
Right.
And those on those permits are strictly for intermittent use, not for full time. That's right.
I could build a house
right
over the creek and cat. I'm wondering, do I get a house? I can dig a well. Yep. I have something that
can
be an occupancy. Yeah. And once you issue me that, legally, the town's done got to follow that whole road.
Right. Yeah, so maybe
so. Paul, not to interrupt, but were you expecting a Steve Dellum? Paul, it looks like your screen is frozen. You're fine, Diane.
You look like you're fine where you are.
Yeah, but Paul's is frozen up.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see if I can.
The static is gone right now.
Yeah, let's see it's if a better I. Reception. Let's see if I can call him on the phone and see if. Let's see if I got a phone number for him.
Yeah, Paul, I'm getting really bad audio from the town hall. Oh, it's static and it's all broken up.
Yeah, when he connects back in, I'm going to ask him if he's connected up via his cell connection, which is probably more likely, or if he's on the Wi-Fi, which would, I think, give him a better connection, because he's had that problem before. And I don't see his phone number here. I don't know that I have it.
It's on.
He's gone from the session, so I would assume that means that he knows that it's not there and presumably will try to reconnect. And when he does that, I can tell him that.
Hopefully.
Matt, we've had quite a rash of people, you may have seen the message of people trying to get in who didn't belong.
Yes, I'm seeing all of those names pop up on my screen.
Yeah, we haven't had LeBron James yet.
Nope, not yet. Yeah.
Right now, there are two more I haven't sent you. I have Harry Liddell and Khaled Alzrani.
Yeah, this
again, not people I've seen at the parish meetings before. So, that they couldn't show up, but they'd certainly be welcome if they were legit.
Yeah, this notice must have been widely shared on various platforms. Yeah.
I got a message that was oddly it was forwarded to me from Felicia that Zoom sent Felicia. The link had been posted on Twitter, which was not something that I did.
Yep, I saw that too.
Okay. Paul, if you want a phone number, I can give you a phone number.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me get it so I can enter it into my computer here or my handheld phone. Let's see.
It may work for something.
Gage, okay. And what would his number be?
Try 625-7497.
2497?
7497.
7497.
Yeah, try that.
We'll give it a shot.
I can leave and go down and look on the computer and see if I can get a different
one. Hello, Paul Gage. Okay, well, this is Paul Baxter. I'm trying to connect up to him because he's dropped out of the Zoom session of the parish planning board there. By the way, Diane, that's his home number, not his cell phone number, so that wouldn't reach him. I'm calling him at home, but I'm connected up to home, so maybe would this be...
She'll tell you.
Well, Happy New Year. Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Karen. So could I possibly get his cell phone number so I could try to reach him in the session? Sure. Yep. Okay.
Like he's trying to get in if he's Paul G.
Yeah, that would be him. It's 857. What was it again? 6081. I think he's reconnecting right now. But thank you very much. If I don't get him in, I'll try to give him a call on that number. And like I said, have a happy new year. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so let's see if I got my security. The security session settings are right now where he can start video and unmute himself. So hopefully he'll be back with us in just a second. I'll ask him to unmute and.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello. I don't know what happened.
I had a question for you. Diane mentioned that your audio didn't sound real good, and I'm wondering, are you connected via your cell phone? Or did you try connecting via Wi-Fi?
I'm hooked up to the Wi-Fi in the building.
Okay, that's good. That should give you your better connection probably. So
down the one bar here.
So anyway, you're connected back up now, and I'm gonna see if
all right.
And you should be able to restart your video.
I don't know if my video will start back up again or not, Paul. I think that's what happened is it dumped it because I'm down to 38%.
Yeah, that might be. That might be. So you could leave your video off. We can imagine you.
All right.
Okay.
I'll spend any time trying to figure it out.
we're back up again, so. And we had to drop the, I don't know, my phone's eating power, like, I don't know why.
I don't have the password to it.
Hang on, we're trying to get Bill over on the Wi-Fi.
Well, I was going to put Zoom on this so we could hear over the side of the room.
Yes. We can take just a second because we've got to stay in touch because Matt's going to be here, isn't he?
Matt is on the session.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
See, if I can connect, we can use my pad for you.
Right.
So
yeah.
You'll see and hear and we'll have everything.
Okay.
Okay. Where's your anchor button? Anchor button is. Just give me a minute, Paul.
Yep. I shut my video off, so I'm gaining power back a little bit. So I at least power wise, I'll be okay. But it will help if you're on also.
I'm trying as fast as my little finger.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not Paul, which is. I have people that do this for me.
Our tech man is underneath the palm tree with the waves in the background.
What a life.
All I need is a margarita.
A margarita, there you go.
Have one for us.
Tell me what the meeting number is again.
Is here it is right here. 844-544-5117.
5117.
0549.
0549er. Yes. Join. It says Bill's iPad.
William's iPad, and I'm admitting you.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Are we still recording, Paul?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There you are.
Okay.
You want to use it up here? Or
I can. No, I can. Mine's right now. I just don't have the video on it, so you can. That way, everybody can hear. Hopefully.
By the way, for future reference, Bill, if you could call that William Scriber's iPad, that would help me identify you, because right now it could be any William in the world. If I didn't know it was you, I probably would have kicked you out, because I've already kicked out probably a couple dozen people who wanted to connect up to this session who I don't think are legitimate.
Yep.
Well, I threw out an iPhone and an iPhone 11. Who I didn't. Oh, and Beans is trying to get in right now, and I'm not going to admit Beans.
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 B-E-A-N-S. Yeah. That sounds like a person we're looking for. Okay. Well.
So we should be back up to
new business.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Does anyone have any other comments? Any communication?
No.
Hearing none, we can move to new business. The first thing I figure we do tonight on a new business, did everybody see the new schedule, the 2021 mm-hmm. schedule, meeting schedule?
Yeah.
Did you study it?
Yeah.
Are you? Are you? We need to vote it.
We just need one small correction.
Okay.
The dates are fine. The days of the week are fine. But down on November, it's not 2020. It says 22 RB.
Oh, second.
Yeah.
NB. Got it. Okay. Anything else anybody saw? Then I will entertain a motion to accept the schedule for 2021.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining?
Mr. Chairman, suggestion, since we are on Zoom, you might have to roll call vote.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right, that being done. I think the next, probably the next thing we'll do is the nomination of officers. We'll start in with the chairperson.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to recommend that if all officers are allowed, I'd like to make one ballot for all the present officers served for 2021. If there be no objection.
Do I hear any objection? I have a motion that we leave the slate of officers as it stands as it stood for 2020. And if no one has any objections, may have a motion to accept that.
Well, actually, I'll make a motion for one unanimous consent that the officers of 2021 remain as they were in 2020.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
You need a roll call? All right. So okay. Diane said aye.
Yep. Diane said aye.
I said aye.
Kevin Boyer?
Aye.
Bill Scriber?
Aye.
Ben McDonald?
Aye.
We got Diane and Paul already said aye.
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now we now have the officers set for 2021. And the other question that came up last year is the clerk. I would like to keep Virginia.
I make a motion we nominate Virginia for recording clerk for 2021.
I second it.
Well, I have a motion and a second that we set Virginia Brown for the recording clerk for the planning board. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Second. Okay.
I didn't give officers a choice.
Okay. Can we take a poll vote on that, please?
Ben McDonald.
Aye.
William Scriber.
Aye.
Kevin Dwyer.
Aye.
Diane Spaziani.
Aye.
Paul Gage.
Aye. Okay. So that takes care of that. All businesses continue to work on updating the comprehensive plan. I sent it all out to you, and Matt's been working on it feverishly. I don't know. Did any of you get Matt's paperwork from
I printed it tonight.
You did? Okay.
I printed it and watched it if you want to get it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, you got it. So the only one that needs it is you.
I will go make one copy.
Okay, yes. Well, would you make two while you're... Two, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Over there, Matt?
Yes.
The question arose about here back a minute ago while we're waiting for Kevin. Can we put something else in the zoning pertaining to these limited use highways?
Let me chime in on that. What that was about in the Tug Hill Times article, that is if your town has minimum maintenance roads.
Okay.
So that's, which I don't think Parrish does. That's when you actually pass a local law that deems certain roads in your town are going to not be plowed and only maintained to a minimum standard. So that's, if your town has that, we recommend doing that seasonal use zoning.
We have a number of them in Happy Valley, and we have one in Chatham.
St. Mary's will pass our close to where the Jarvis is going.
So these aren't seasonal roads. These are actually actual minimum maintenance roads.
Okay.
Well defined.
Yeah.
Minimum maintenance is if the town's actually passed a local law saying that certain roads are going to be minimum maintenance, and seasonal roads, there's no law required. That's an annual designation that the highway superintendent makes. We can look into whether the town has passed the local law. I can't do that right now with my limited tools here, but I can tomorrow I can see if I can find if there is a minimum maintenance local law.
All right. And I can pass this information on to the highway superintendent. So he can look at it.
And the best thing is if someone could call the highway superintendent and ask him whether there are minimum maintenance roads.
Okay. I printed off the article that it was in the Tug Hill Times, so I'll just drop that to him and then I'll contact Greg and see what he thinks about it.
Okay. If that is something that we would want to change, I believe the town zoning law has gone to the county for review.
Yes.
It hasn't been adopted yet, so it's not too late to change. But we can try to figure out if that would be appropriate.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Matt. Because that's, like I said, I saw that and the question was on my mind. And so I just brought it up tonight. So we can see where it goes from there. Okay. The meeting is all yours, Matt.
Okay. What I can try to do is explain what I sent out. And and then maybe you could take a look at it between now and the next meeting. We could get it squared away. But what I, with everything that you've sent to me, I'm trying to sort of make some changes to part three, and then I can do part two and then part one. But what I've done with part three, and that's what I sent out earlier, is I have taken what's in place now and broken that down into village and town. It sounds like that's the way you would prefer to have it. So the first few pages talks about every zoning district in the village. And then the last few pages talks about every zoning district in the town. Whereas before, the way it's currently written, it kind of ignores the town village boundary. So what I've done is broken it into village and town. And then for every zoning district, there is a little, you know, two paragraphs on each one kind of describing them. And there are some new ones in there because there are new zoning districts that have been created since the last time this plan was adopted. So if you're flipping through that, you'll see that now there's the light manufacturing overlay. There's a little paragraph on that, and there's the manufactured home park overlay, and a couple paragraphs on that. When it goes in the last couple pages and talks about the town zoning districts, there is, since we last did a comprehensive plan, we came up with that rural mixed use zone. So there's a little discussion of that in there. I tried to change the language a little, updated the language as I saw fit, and added those new districts. And then I tried to take your comments from your prior meetings and put those in. And there was a paragraph that was suggested to be added to the end of the town rural district, which I tried to add that in there. And I took that apart a little bit because I thought some sentences would be better in other when describing other districts, but it's largely intact is the way you sent it. So my advice would be, I'm sorry I didn't get this to you earlier. And I'm sorry I can't be there. Both of those things kind of hamper us, but what I'd suggest is, and I emailed that to everybody, take that and sort of go read it over and make notes. And if you have any questions or comments maybe at the next meeting, we could try to fine tune that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I have here is a great improvement over, you know, what's currently in the current document. Also, I've got your notes that pertain to parts one and part two of the plan. And before the next meeting, I've looked at those, and before the next meeting, I'll try to incorporate those as best I can into a new updated part two.
Okay.
Then we can sort of go on, you know, then we can review that and go on from there. And then the last thing I would have to do, it would be update all those demographic, part one, which has the demographics, the charts and the tables, the population, all that stuff. I can start updating that to include the 2010 census and then the 2019 estimates.
Okay. No, it sounds like overhead is good. So,
yeah, that's how I'd recommend moving forward on this. But you've done a great job so far. I think you've gone through the whole thing. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. At best, we have the last 6 pages after the maps. There was, I noticed there's I got it right here. It's let me see. Part of it was the where we sent out the cards.
The surveys.
Yes.
Yep.
Let me see. We had the maps. Appendix A is what it's called.
Okay.
We haven't done anything with that because that is the maps. And then it goes to Appendix B, which questionnaire summary, characteristics that define a community, community assets, strengths, and if so, we're actually getting to that through some of the things we got out, weaknesses and threats.
Yes.
And yep. Then it goes on.
Yeah, that's it lists all. That strengths, weaknesses, opportunity, and threats, that's when we actually came down and did a special workshop on that, if you recall. But that was a long time ago.
Yes.
Summary of when we did that. That's something that you might want to think about doing again. We could do another session like that. It's kind of tough to do these days because you'd be limited to doing it on Zoom. But something you might want to think about.
Okay. All right. Because I can, as we're working on the what you sent us today, part three, we could probably read in into there and see if there's anything that needs changing.
Okay.
By the way, Bill, I like your recommendations on the town. We can flush those out in the areas of interest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. This breaks it up. Village, town, each has their own section with each of their own zoning, describes each zoning map. So I think this will be a little easier to follow.
Very good. Yes. Yep. It's so far we're doing okay. I mean, with your guidance, it's coming out. I think most of us are happy with it.
I think this will be an improvement.
Good, good. We need improvements.
Yep. Always, right?
Absolutely. Does anyone have any questions for Matt?
Just as long as you make sure that map is included in the village too, that town map back there.
Okay, yeah. Bill would like to see the map in the back of the meeting room here included in our
yes. Our, yep, the map of the whole, the historic map of the whole town.
Yes.
We will add that.
Yep.
Yep, that's a good suggestion.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I know that's been one that's been right on the edge since we've been.
Bridget Swartz did a fantastic job when she was a historian developing that. And I just think it's noteworthy. And I think she ought to get complimented for it because that is a real historical delivery of the original town. I mean, the town started in 1803, but that was as close as you can map out the town as historical beginning.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to think. There was, I'm going to have to email. There's a question on my mind. I've lost it right now, but I'll send you an email. I've got a question on a site plan. Does the you can research this for me. I can email you. My question is, we have a site plan in the town we approved. They never did anything with it for over a year.
Yeah.
Now they sold the piece of land, the property, and they sold the site plan with the property. So my question is, does the site plan stay with the property, or is there a time limit on how long the site plan exists?
The site plan would go with the property. But there would be, if nothing's been done in, and I'd have to look at specifically at your zoning law, but if nothing's been done by a certain amount of time, I think it's a year, then okay. The site plan's null and void.
All right, I'll email you that then and have you look at it, what it says for a timeline.
Yeah, let me double check on that for you.
Thank you, Matt. I'll get that off to you.
What I'm thinking of that one up there.
Yes, like, yeah, it's up on 26. Oh no, it's been 2 years. I just, like I said, I was just asking Matt for advice.
I sent him a letter with
to guide us,
stating that it was no longer valid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No,
we.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, is there anything else you have for us tonight, Matt?
That's all I have, but I'll keep working on this.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate all you're doing for us, as always.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Have a good night.
Yep.
And again, thank you very much.
Yep. All right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep.
Happy New Year. Okay, so, and the reason that the question just came up because the land had been sold and like I get all this stuff on tax maps and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it brought the question up in my mind. Okay, because I found out that when we do a, in other words, Mr. Tamburino, we allowed him to go back to a non-conforming lot so his son could live with it. And that was approved. Well, his son never got back with him. And now the land is up for sale with a trailer to put a mobile home on it. And I went and talked to Mike Mueller. Yeah, the variance stays with the land.
Variance is new.
Yeah. So,
I don't know about site plan.
Well, that's why this question come up.
Site plans are time restricted. Right?
Okay.
It's illegal, right?
Okay.
I mean, once they do it, that's.
No, that's the only. That's like I said. I just.
That's why they're always very. I've been on the board so damn long. I've seen so many of those issues crop up.
Yeah.
That's why I was always deaf. I'm granting anybody any extension beyond what the zoning board has said.
Right.
If you lack 20 or 30 feet, okay, no problem.
Right.
But when you lack 150 feet, there's an issue because sewer, water, septic, and then it runs, and then you create one problem, then another problem, and before we get out of control again.
Okay. So that, like I said, that is the reason I asked because I before, in case because the company that bought the land has been purchasing a lot of land around Parrish. And I don't know what their plans are. I just want everything, when we get told that they're coming before the planning board to exercise this site plan, I want an answer to be ready for them. So that's the reason for the question. It's been probably by now 3 years.
But that doesn't mean they can't come back and
ask for it.
Reapply again.
Yeah. Well, that's like I say. It's like what we're going through up there on Allen Road right now. We're just where your ducks in a row, and then you pull all the property reports on it, and it's still the taxes are being paid in Arizona.
Right.
So, excuse me, I've got to have that's what I told him. I said I've got to have something. I've got to have a deed in your name. Because
right.
We can't allow you to build nothing or give you a permit to put a trailer. Somebody could come and say, oh, Gage owns that hell. I'm going to give him a permit. He can put a trailer out there or a camper. And it's like, yeah.
The only way you can is if you get a letter stating that the person that owns the property is allowing you to do this. So you're going to be in charge of all the permitting. Yada yada yada, and that way we allow them to build a home on somebody else's land. This guy said you can.
Without
because you're basically only the permit.
But
it's still his property, but
the property you're responsible for.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Well, you're allowing him to get a permit.
Anything goes wrong, you come back and
straight property. Correct.
No.
I don't think people should do that.
I don't think they should either.
I'm a lawyer.
But now here's the question. Does he, in other words, so he comes to us with a letter saying, here, Mr. Sewell, it's given me permission to have my camper there for, I want a 6-month permit. How do I know that that's his signature on that piece of paper?
Notarized.
Okay, that's what I, that was my next question. A notary?
That would be my guess.
Okay, all right.
You need a property that notarization standards vary from state to state.
Yeah.
So I don't know that notary is notary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but this,
they have to stand from there.
This, guys, I think Paul's phone has either died or gone mute. Bill, if you could activate your microphone, that'd be good.
I can hear you, but I can't hear them.
Yeah, I can't hear them. And Bill has his microphone muted. So if he can hear us, it would be good for Bill to unmute his. Or I can try phoning him like I did before. Now that I actually have his number, I can try that. Let's see, let me add this. Hey, Paul, we lost you again. You there, Paul? Okay, I think he hung up so we could reconnect to the Zoom session. Hi, Paul. We lost you again from the Zoom. We lost you? Okay, you're not on the Zoom session, though. Okay. All righty. Diane and I and Bill's iPad is on, although his is muted. I can hear you on the phone, but I can't hear you. You're not present in the Zoom session. And Bill Scriber's iPad is still muted. Okay. He's working on it, Diane.
Okay. We're almost to the end of the meeting, Paul.
What's that?
I said, I think we're almost to the end of the meeting.
Well, could be. Okay, I'm admitting you to the meeting room. There we go. Paul, you should be live again.
No.
Unmute. Hi, Paul.
You're on mute.
Here he is. Here he
Yay.
Is.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Let me carefully set this thing down. So it doesn't, okay, we're back. Good. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Paul, are we?
We're still recording.
Okay, here we go. All right. Is there any other questions to, on the information that Matt sent us to work on for the next?
No, I think you did a great job.
Okay, I do too. I do too. Tug Hill takes darn good care of us.
Right.
Really. Okay. Agenda for next meeting will be, as it sets right now, continue working on the comprehensive plan. And I don't know, nobody's called me from on that. I have heard nothing from the dog training center, so.
Well, that was a great idea. I went up there and looked, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I just had to go up there just to walk.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, Jesus, what do you think? I'm an old man.
Not that old, Bill.
Yeah, I
yeah, well, that's why I said they've got to bring us the site plan. They can't just draw a circle on a map and say this is what we're going to do. We're building a 40 by 60 building now. So I've got them. I'll put them on next month's agenda. And unless I get something from up there, I'm not putting anything on the agenda.
I just took a girl to drive up there and looked and everything they said was proven,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. They've got the, I'm sure they've got the room. We need to see
the site plan criteria. Like we're supposed to have
the map. So.
And if they're going to build it where they said the pine trees are holy crap, you'll never see it.
No. Oh no.
Three-story buildings.
Oh yeah.
Trees and got bags.
Oh yes, they there. Yes, they have. Does anybody else have anything maybe for the agenda for next meeting? Be your first meeting of the year. So, January 25th, I believe. Huh?
I got to look at the calendar.
Yep.
Twenty-fifth.
All right. Well, if we're all through, I'll entertain a motion.
Make motion
to adjourn. I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain or opposing? Thank you very much. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Paul, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Thank you very much. And you guys do a hell of a job for us. Thank you.
Oh, we try. Thank you. Glad to help.
If we have to stay with this, hopefully by next month I'll have a tablet, so I can throw the phone away. Good night, Paul.
Yep. Have a good night, everybody.